Miles Davis's classic, Milestones.
Thank you.
the alto saxophone of Sweet Papa Lou, Lou Donaldson, the late Lou Donaldson, who died back on the 9th of November at the age of 98 years old. What an incredible career. And the recording that we heard, well, this one is from 1990, an album called Play the Right Thing, which was a play on words of the Spike Lee film title, Do the Right Thing. But Lou Donaldson right here playing the right thing on a tune he called Foot Patton Time. Dr. Lonnie Smith was the organist on the date. And Lou Donaldson, among other things, he worked with so many folks over the years on his career that as a professional stretched from the early 50s all the way up into the current millennium, up until just a few years ago when he stopped performing publicly. But Dr. Lonnie Smith, part of a lineage of jazz organists that came through Lou Donaldson's bands, including Brother Jack McDuff, Big John Patton, Charles Erland, Leon Spencer, in recent years, organist by the name of Akiko Tsuruga, who's becoming known around the world. But they all played with Lou Donaldson at one point or another, and he also recorded with Jimmy Smith, too, the master. So a big part of that realm of jazz organ music. But right here, Lou Donaldson, Dr. Lonnie Smith, along with Peter Bernstein, Bernard Purdy, and Ralph Dorsey, rounding out the quintet, Foot Patton Time from 1990. We're remembering the late, great Lou Donaldson on this week's edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Bindard. And right now, well, let's take it back to one of Lou Donaldson's earliest recordings, and this done for the Blue Note label back in April of 1952. Lou Donaldson was a member of a quintet led by vibraphonist Milt Jackson. John Lewis plays the piano here, Percy Heath on the bass, and Kenny Clark at the drums. It's Milt Jackson and company with Lou Donaldson on alto saxophone, tune titled Tahiti. Vibraphonist Milt Jackson, his quintet from 1952 with Lou Donaldson on the alto saxophone, Tahiti. It's Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA, and we are remembering the late, great Lou Donaldson, who was born in November of 1926 in North Carolina, eventually made his way into the Navy at the tail end of World War II and wound up playing in the Great Lakes Naval Band stationed north of Chicago, would make trips into Chicago to see Charlie Parker and other jazz greats, and eventually became a part of the jazz scene, moved to New York, and began recording on Blue Note sessions like the one that we heard with Milt Jackson. He would later record with Thelonious Monk and Jimmy Smith as a part of the Blue Note operation in the 1950s. And one of the famous sessions that Lou Donaldson was a part of was A Night at Birdland, recording under Art Blakey's name, not the Jazz Messengers, but an Art Blakey quintet from February of 1954. Let's take it back to Birdland in New York for the introduction from Pee Wee Marquette.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records. When you applaud for the different passages, your hands go right over the records there, so when they play them over and over throughout the country, you may be someplace and say, well, that's my hand on one of those records that I dug down at Birdland. We're bringing back to the band set at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the great Art Blakey and his wonderful group featuring the new trumpet sensation, Clifford Brown, Horace Silver on piano, Lou Donaldson on alto, Curly Russell is on bass. And let's get together and bring Art Blakey to the bandstand with a great big round of applause. How about a big hand there for Art Blakey? Thank y'all. We'll be right back.
drummer Art Blakey and his quintet recorded February 21st, 1954 at Birdland in New York, with Curly Russell playing bass, Horace Silver at the piano, Clifford Brown on the trumpet, and Lou Donaldson on the alto saxophone. Horace Silver composition titled Split Kick. We're remembering the late Lou Donaldson, who died on November 9th at the age of 98 after an incredible career in jazz music. We'll close with one of Lou's biggest hits from 1967, Alligator Boogaloo, here on Jazz from the Heart of America. saxophonist Lou Donaldson and Company from April of 1967. Title track to the album Alligator Boogaloo. And that closes it out on this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA as we say farewell to the late, great Lou Donaldson. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program. We come to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz. Thanks again for being along with me. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. Till the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.